What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Valentine's Day, everybody. It's Friday Valentine's Day. That's got to be the best because you get some productivity done early in the day, and then you go get to celebrate with the one you love. Assuming, of course, you have a one you love. Hey, my name is Mike Elam. I am sitting in for Annie Fry today. Matt Rocchio is running the board. Ethan is shining a light in my eyes right now. I have no idea what's going on now because I can't see a thing. Mr. Wiggins is here. How are
Hello.
You, sir?
Glad to be with you today.
Hey, I haven't had a chance to be on the radio with you since your book launch happened and you got all that other stuff. So congratulations
Thanks.
On everything. I've been following on social media all the stuff that you've had going on, and there's been a lot.
Yeah, it was a successful book launch. It's always nice to do it right before Christmas.
Yeah.
I didn't even really think about that. It was just getting it done as fast as I could, which happened to be the weekend of Black Friday.
So which worked out.
It worked out great.
Worked out very well.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Valentine's evening? I know what you're doing today.
In my household, we choose not to celebrate.
Look at you.
Because I choose not to celebrate.
Ah.
I think my wife would be fine with celebrating.
I'm sure she would. She'd probably do like flowers and chocolates and jewelry and stuff.
I don't know. She'd probably do anything, but we do nothing. So I always try to make sure to do something that week or weekend, in this case, to say, look, we celebrate on our own terms. We don't have to do any Hallmark Valentine's celebrations. We do our own celebrations. But ultimately, it's the exact same thing. So I don't really know if I'm winning.
I just love the fact that she buys it. Or at least she plays along and says, all right, that's who you are. I get it.
I established it before kids, and now that we have kids,
yeah,
she's
it makes
like,
it
well,
easier.
It's, you know, it's what it is.
There are ground rules that get set, and that's how that's going to be. Mm-hmm. So early in your marriage, if you're just getting married, when the things you do early on, establish the patterns for the rest of your marriage. If you take out the trash once, you're going to be taking out
the
trash.
That's why I never did it. It's why
there
I left all of my shavings in the sink a lot in those early years.
And
now
way
I clean them up and
she's
like, oh, that's great.
It's a version of the Manny Fry Show today. I love how you and Brad came up with that. I'm starting to get a complex with Brad, though. I mean, not that I don't love Matt. Matt and I got to work together at another radio station together for a short period of time. But I'm starting to notice that when Annie's gone and I get to fill in, Brad leaves too.
I think Brad thinks it's easier to not be here when Annie's not here because then he doesn't really miss anything.
Well, I understand.
What I just heard you say is
Mike's here, so there's nothing to miss.
Yes,
I appreciate. But it makes me appreciate Ryan Wiggins even more.
Yeah, because I'm
because
always here.
You are here. I know, and I love that about you. You know, hey, Valentine's poll of the day, the YouTube live chat poll today. Any Valentine's Day plans? And your options are: I have plans. I don't celebrate. I hate love. I love the fact that people are now coming up with these anti-Valentine celebrations that they are doing. Like bars have things that are going on that are the anti-Valentine celebration parties. So it's like, I don't really have anybody. So all you people who have somebody, I hate you and hate to be reminded that I'm alone, which I understand. But then there's a lot of us have been married for a really long time, and it's a day that ends in Y. So
people chiming in, I just want to read one because I like it. Ender says, you bet I have plans with my TV watching shows by myself. I got myself some doggone candy.
Well, Kerner Ripper said that Merv's Candies was pretty busy this morning. Amy hates love. Thanks for that. They said Schnucks had $5 off online coupon for roses. So I heard a thing earlier today on Fox, and they were saying that the average price for a dozen roses. Anybody got a guess? Matt, you got a guess on how much do you think a dozen roses are going to cost?
Today?
I'm going to guess.
Today. Now, this is an average across the United States.
I'm going to go with $21.
$21. You don't buy roses much, do you, Matt?
No, my girlfriend really appreciates hydrangeas and carnations. And when you know what they like, there's no reason to go outside of it.
That's awesome.
55.
72.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what?
Wow.
72.
I'm sorry, what? You can get a bouquet of hydrangeas at Schnucks for like $6.
Well, you know, you could just go cut flowers from your neighbor's bush for even less. So, you know, there is that you can go get. I can't believe that it's that expensive. So I brought flowers home yesterday because I knew I had this going on and have some other stuff later on this afternoon. And I'm like, I don't even want to get caught, right? So I got the card. I got the roses. I delivered them yesterday at home. And yesterday was my wife's day off, right? So she wasn't cutting hair yesterday. She was laying on the couch when I got home. And I brought flowers and a card. And she goes, it's tomorrow. And I said, yeah, but I wanted to be early. I figured it was better to be early than late. And she said, not wrong on that. So I did not set the Wiggins timeline to where I can get out of this. We did come to an agreement on jewelry years ago. I do not buy my wife jewelry because there was an old saying that I heard a long time ago. And I have come to see that that is true. The jewelry you can afford, she doesn't want. And the jewelry that she wants, you can't afford. So I made the mistake one time of buying some jewelry that wasn't really her favorite, is a nice way to say that. And I am so cheap anyway, right? I always want a bargain. So I appreciate the $5 coupon off of roses. I'm that guy, right? What is this? A dozen roses at Schnucks, no vase, $29.99 plus $5 off. Look at you, man.
I'm telling you, that's where I get flowers, and it's so easy. You walk in there as you start your shopping trip. Every like 2 weeks, just get a $5 or $6 thing of flowers. Trust me, it alleviates so many problems throughout the year.
That is the Brendan Shanahan theory of a good marriage. He just surprises Katie with flowers every now and then, and it works really good, and it's lasted him for over 30 years, a friend of mine. So shout out to Shanny real quick. Do you have any plans for Valentine's? You've got the girlfriend. The old married guys are jaded.
There's a slew game tonight that I'm going to be following very closely, which is part of one of my jobs. And so we have agreed, because my girlfriend's awesome, that we're going to move Valentine's celebrations to tomorrow night when
nice
we have
job.
A dinner reservation. So we looked at ahead of it and got ahead of it. And I have flowers, wine, and chocolate-colored strawberries already set out for tonight when I'm not home. And so got both things covered.
I didn't get the opportunity to move it because I am emceeing the community living gala tomorrow night. So I already had plans of something I had to do tomorrow. So tonight was kind of the night that we had to do something, but I wanted to make sure that I got the big blocks done while I had the opportunity to do that. So weigh in on the YouTube live chat poll of today. Let us know what you think. Any Valentine's plans? I have plans. I don't celebrate. I hate love. Joe says, I'm saying I've always heard that all I've always heard is diamonds. That'll shut her up. Joe, you sound like an old romantic. And yes, Captain Planet, I am a cheap. Mm-hmm. So he ain't wrong.
right? That's just kind of how it is. So we're going to introduce you to a guy on the other side of the break, Darren Heeman. He's a financial advisor with Wells Fargo, and he is coming in to tell us about something that's going on with higher education around the state of Missouri that I just thought was interesting. It's a little something different. It's not the normal politics that we talk about, but it's one of those kind of things where later on today, we're going to have Dr. Bob Onder on, Congressman Bob Onder, who's going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. Governor Mike Kehoe is going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour. But talking about how to be more competitive in the state of Missouri, we need to get out ahead of the things that are holding us back. And one of the things that Darren's going to tell us about is a thing that is holding back Missouri being competitive in some areas that we really need to be. That's good living, good education, good growth opportunities for the state of Missouri. So Darren will tell you more about that. It's Mike Elam who's sitting in for Annie Fry today. Wiggins is here. Matt is here. And we are going to have a wonderful Valentine's Day. We appreciate you letting us be a little part of it. Mike Elam on 97.1 FM Talk.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope your day is starting off well. You can get in on the YouTube Live chat poll today. Any Valentine's Day plans? Your choices are, I have plans, I don't celebrate, I hate love. For all of you hopeless romantics out there, 44 years, Vicky says. Hey, look at that. That is pretty good. So Annie is off today. Mike Elam sitting in today. And got a chance to introduce you to Darren Heeman, who is joining us in the studio. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. I appreciate you making the time. So my friend Elijah Haar, who's a former Speaker of the House of Missouri House, is down in Springfield, and he works at KWTO doing a radio show down there as well. How do you know Elijah? How are you connected with him?
Elijah is a friend of mine. We've been on his show before for Missourians Improving Higher Education, and so that's where we have the contact.
Gotcha. So he sent me this note. Former president of Missouri State, Cliff Smart, did an editorial down there in the Daily Citizen, and it said, it's time to end Mizzou's monopoly on certain doctoral and engineering degrees. And this is something that, to be perfectly honest with you, I had no idea this was even going on. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have Darren in today to have the discussion, because, you know, Mike Kehoe has been banging the drum since before he got elected in talking about how to make Missouri more competitive and how can we get folks to choose Missouri when they're putting down their roots, when they're putting down their business. How can we make Missouri more competitive? And this is a situation that we're encouraging people, in some cases, to leave Missouri to continue their education. And that's something that once you leave, a lot of times you don't come back. And that's the bad part. We're seeing an awful lot of our kids from the St. Louis area in particular, but across the state of Missouri, when they leave to go somewhere else to chase their dreams or, to, in this case, to get an education, they end up getting established there. The older you are getting straight out of college, and, you know, once you get your master's, we're talking about doctorate programs in some cases. So these are young 20s to mid 20s going through these doctorate programs. And once those folks are there, they're putting roots down. You start, just like me, coming from Northwest Arkansas, I come to St. Louis, right. I meet a girl, I get married.
That's right.
Guess where we're staying, right? St. Louis has been my home since 89 because I met a Pattonville girl. So once I met a Pattonville girl, I mean, you can't do better. That's just all there is to it. When you meet a pirate, it's time to be there. But tell me a little bit about the situation of what's going on and what you're trying to do about it.
Sure. So there is an obscure law that has been on the books for a long, long time. I don't even know when it began, but years and years and years ago, that basically says that the University of Missouri is the only public university in the state that is allowed to offer PhD degrees, as an example. They also say they're the only public university in the state that can offer degrees in dentistry, law, medicine, optometry, pharmacy, veterinarian medicine, chiropractic, osteopathic medicine, podiatry, and engineering.
Wow, that is a long list.
It is very long. And I want to say right out of the gates that I am not anti-Mizzou, and this bill is absolutely not anti-Mizzou.
Okay.
At all. I love the University of Missouri. I think it's a great school. My partner in Missourians Improving Higher Education, Tom Strong, graduated law school from there, and there is a room with his name on it in the law school. So we are definitely not anti-Mizzou. But we are pro-Missouri, and we are pro-workforce in Missouri. And what is happening is because these other public universities, such as Missouri State or SEMO or Missouri Southern or Truman State, etc., can't offer these programs, the students there are simply going to the next closest university that can offer them. And in most cases, it's not the University of Missouri. It is going to the University of Arkansas. It is going to Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh, Kansas. It's going to Emporia State. It's wherever the closest place is for them to go. Arkansas State steals a lot of our students.
Which is where I went.
Okay, there you go.
So there you go.
Southern Illinois, Carbondale. You know, they have a law school. They're picking up a lot of Cape Girardeau that should be going to SEMO.
Yeah.
Because SEMO can offer these programs, and all these other sister cities and states can offer these.
So how did you get involved in this group? The name of your group, again, is?
Missourians Improving Higher Education.
So what got you involved in this?
Tom and I, Tom Strong, are good friends, and we were talking about some other stuff one day. We had a long car ride, and the subject came up. And if you know Tom, Tom is a doer, and we started talking, and I said, we really should do something about this. And Tom said, if not us, who's going to do it?
So, there you go.
So we formed a coalition. We now have about 60 members of this coalition across the state. Very prominent business owners and higher education folks that are a part of this. And so this is our third year to file the legislation. The first 2 years we made progress but didn't get it over the finish line. We are hopeful this year we can get it across the finish line.
Don't feel bad. The last couple of years, there's a lot of things that didn't get over the finish line.
Yes,
I mean,
know.
It made it through the House, but it hit that wall that was called the Missouri Senate.
That's
but
right.
It's a new year.
It
you
is.
Know, bills are getting through. I just saw a thing the other day, actually yesterday, I guess it was, of how many bills have already made it through the Senate and how many have made it through the House. And what a change of pace that losing some members can mean to a body, right?
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, the Senate has actually passed more bills and sent them to the House than the House has sent to the Senate. And I don't know the last time that we were able to say that.
It's been a while.
So there may be hope for getting this through this year, but what do you see happening? Let's say that you are successful in getting this across. Are all these schools wanting to do all of these programs, or is this just open them up to be able to pick and choose from those?
That's correct. Yes, not at all. I mean, if you ask Missouri State or SEMO or anyone, what do you want, they would say, well, there's a few things we'd like to have, but what we're dealing with here is they're chained. They can't do anything. So all we're asking is, let's unchain us. All the universities get unchained, and then they can't have a program approved until they get it approved through the Coordinating Board of Higher Education. And so what they would do is say, we have a need, and we have the money to pay for it within our own budget, because that's the last thing we need to do is constrain the budget of the state of Missouri.
Right.
So, but PhDs are cheap. For example, anybody can offer those. They already have the staff. They already have the resources. It just doesn't cost anything to do it. So they might say, we'd like to offer this particular PhD. They can then go to the coordinating board and get approval. And if they say yes, then they can offer it. But just because we unchain this does not mean that you can go carte blanche and do anything you want, because nothing's further from the truth.
But you were telling me a story about Cape Girardeau, for example.
Yes.
Of a company that came to SEMO and asked them to spin up a program.
They asked them to start an engineering school because they had a big demand for engineers in Southeast Missouri.
Right.
SEMO said, yes, we would love to do that. We actually have the money in our budget to do this, and we'd like to do this. So they just went to the coordinating board, asked to do it. Coordinating board was going to approve it, and then it all got halted because of this obscure law that says they can't do it unless they offer engineering in conjunction with the University of Missouri, with the University of Missouri conferring the degree. And the University of Missouri did not want to do this with them, and so this whole thing got derailed. But Missouri State does offer some programs in conjunction with Mizzou because of we have to over there. They do offer an engineering degree, but the degree is on the Missouri State campus using Missouri State instructors, using Missouri State real estate, but the actual degree comes from Mizzou.
Really?
It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
So I don't really understand why this would be there, and I don't understand... Is there a benefit to Mizzou for keeping this way?
They think that there is. My argument is simply, these are students that you're not getting anyway.
Right.
They're not going to drive from Southeast Missouri 5 hours to do a PhD program. It doesn't make any sense. It's much easier for them to go to Cape Girardeau, Carbondale. So they're not losing these students anyway, but we as a state are really paying a heavy price because we are losing a lot of students. And I can't quantify what that number is. It's impossible to know, but it's a lot. And really any loss is too great for the state.
And it's one of the things that we talk about in trying to make Missouri more competitive, and education is a big one. So the better we are in education, then the better we're going to be long term. But lacking on education is definitely going to hurt. And we don't need an excuse to run people out of the state of Missouri.
We do not. We do not.
So good luck with this.
Thank you.
What are your next steps? And if somebody says, hey, I agree with this and I'd really like to get involved, what would you like to see people do?
Thank you. Yes. So we filed Senate Bill 11.
Okay.
Lincoln Huff has sponsored that bill. We filed House Bill 616, sponsored by Melanie Stennett in the House. And, the next steps, we're trying to get a hearing coming up from the Senate. And I know that on Monday, the president of Mizzou and the president of Missouri State are scheduled to meet and see if they can talk anything through there. So we're hopeful something comes of that, and then we can maybe come with some kind of compromise. But yes, please, if you agree with us on that this needs to change, please reach out to your senators
your
House members.
Reps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And please tell them, how you feel about this. Because, again, we are number 50 out of 50 states. Nobody does it like this. We're the only state in the whole union that does this.
That's the part that really just kind of floored me.
Yeah.
I mean, when he found out the fact that we're the only ones in the United States that put this restriction on.
Yes.
It's very strange. Like, I don't understand why you would do that. And it's not like Mizzou is hurting for students right now.
Not at all.
There were a few years ago, Mizzou was hurting. And Missouri State really became the largest university in the state of Missouri. But I think it's pretty safe to say that Mizzou has recovered nicely from that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Mizzou is in no fear of that at all. It's And again, I don't understand I think the restrictions happened so many years ago, like when SEMO was a teacher's college.
Right.
And Springfield had a teacher's college. But things evolve, over 100 years, things change. And all the other states around us, Arkansas evolved and they let Arkansas State kind of grow up and get, offer what they need to offer. And all these other states around us did it, but we never did it. And so the time is now.
Well, you were telling me an interesting story about when I said I'm from Northwest Arkansas, and you said the University of Arkansas does something unique down there.
The University of Arkansas is onto this, and they know that they're getting students from Southwest Missouri to come there because it's much closer than to go to Mizzou for them to get their advanced degrees that they can't get at Missouri State. And they are closing ranks. Once they graduate, they are getting their employers over there quickly and getting them employed to keep them in Arkansas. And that's very smart of them, obviously, not let them come back across the border.
Well, in that whole area, I mean, where I grew up there in the Fayetteville area, that wasn't that big when I grew
up.
Not
at all.
Granted, that was a while ago, but we're not going to say how long ago that was. But now, with Fayetteville,
booming.
Springdale, Bentonville, Rogers all growing together in one area, it's one of the fastest growing areas in the United States, and we don't need to help them grow.
We don't. That's what visioning does.
People.
That's what good visioning does. They had a great vision, and they took that vision and built it into what it is, and that's what we're saying here for our education. Let's have some vision. Let's think forward, go forward on this, and let's unchain these places so that we can start educating our people and keeping them here so that we don't lose our workforce.
Well, I appreciate you bringing this to the forefront. I appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you for having
me.
And
we'll see where this goes. Keep us informed of where we're going to go with this.
I will. Sure appreciate it. Thank you all.
So, Ryan's coming in next. We're going to do Wiggins America. You've got time to get on the YouTube live chat poll in the meantime. I should ask you, do you have Valentine's Day plans? I assume you're driving back?
I am driving back. My wife is out of state, so I do not have Valentine's Day plans. So, no.
So you're the I hate love today
guy. That's right.
I guess
I am. I don't really hate love. It's just love is not going to be near me today. That's how it is.
Love will be a phone call.
That's right.
Oh, there you go. So your choices in the YouTube live chat poll today is I have plans. I don't celebrate. I hate love. And yes, that was mine that I said, let's throw that in there.
Yeah, I like it.
For all the people. I have a 27-year-old son who doesn't have a girlfriend today, so he gets very bitter when he hears about all these Valentine's plays.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm throwing that one in for you, buddy. That's just how it goes.
That's
it's Mike Elam sitting in for Annie Fry today. St. Louis is home for conservative talk. 97.1 FM Talk.
Before we get into the be or not the be, I just want to tease this weekend. I'm going to be on Wiggins America, which is Saturday morning 7 to 8 and Sunday evening 7 to 8. Very easy to remember the time. Saturday morning, Sunday evening, same time, but different. but same time, but different.
Same time, different day.
But I am going to be... I did some digging, Mike.
Uh-oh.
And I love having the weekend show to just kind of do this kind of stuff and really deep dive sometimes, and then other times we're just doing ridiculous stuff. It's a nice little outlet for me.
I love it.
And so
it's
if therapy. If you want a podcast.
And you get paid for therapy.
Weekends America, you can. It's all there. But this weekend, I want to tease this because I did some deep diving into a local official, local politician, who has a whole bunch of NGOs. And that is a big topic right now because we're finding out how much money gets funneled through these things. And this is a person, the claim is, but I can't corroborate this claim that's floating around on X right now.
Okay.
That this official in this area has 64 NGOs.
Wow.
Now, but I can confirm that they have a whole bunch of them. I can't confirm whether it's 64 or not, but I can confirm that they have a whole bunch of NGOs, and I am going to just read their mission statements from their websites.
And just to be clear, this is not me that we are talking about.
This isn't even somebody you interact with.
Good.
No.
I'm like, hey, just so we're clear.
If it was somebody you were friends with, I would have given you a little more heads up.
Okay, good.
And then probably asked you for some access to it.
Well, and I was just kind of, I'm like, hey, wait, hold, is this somebody I know?
No, this is so important right now because I think in the next few months, we are going to see so much corruption coming out using these NGOs to funnel money as money laundering and the amount of people it's going to affect that, and we're talking big names, Washington names, but I decided, you know what, since this name's floating around out there and he's got local connections, okay, I'm going to dive in on this guy. I'll tell you right now, it's a Democrat, so I doubt it's I don't care that it's a Democrat.
Right.
I'm just telling you, it's not somebody that you personally are going to have any sort of connection to, but it is a lot of money going to these things.
Wow.
Now, whether it's corruption or not, I'm going to stop at what I know.
I don't know how you manage that many. You know, let's say it was half. I don't know how you manage that many. That's a lot of balls in the air.
And here's what's interesting, and maybe by the time I get to tomorrow and start really talking about this, it's even deeper than this. But where I've stopped is just reading the mission statements from some of these NGOs and asking you, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Because they don't seem to do anything. Even in their mission statement, you read it and you're dumber because you'll know less about what they do. There's nothing clear. And how many of those do you need? I mean, really? So,
well, the biggest part of that I take away from, as I'm hearing all these stories that have been going on, and when they started laying out all of this money, just from the USAID stuff, right?
Yeah.
And the millions of dollars that are going through. The one thing I have to tip my cap to some people is there are an awful lot of creative people who have figured out how to scam the U.S. government.
Yes, and there are.
And they're pretty good at it. And it just makes you wonder, look, if that's what they found so far, it makes you wonder what's coming. And I can't wait to hear this name and what's going on. Scooter says, I know Wiggins is going to name names. I think that's pretty clear.
Well, I said how many. So Vicky says, well, I know this too. So it's being floated. The problem is you got to research, because just because something is said on X, that doesn't make it true.
What?
And
When did this happen?
Here's the problem. 75% of it, a lot of it is true-ish.
Okay.
So you're like, okay, well, there's something there, but you can't trust everything.
Right.
So that's why we have the jobs that we have, so we can dig into these things and share what's real and what's not.
Ryan Wiggins, radio personality host and kind of a investigator-ish.
Project Veritas.
Got it.
No, not really. That was a joke. This is the B or not the B.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins. The B or not the B.
And that one was the B. Although technically not. Not actually the Babylon
B
either. But it was satire. Yeah.
It was satire.
Okay, so this is a bunch of headlines that are either satire from the Babylon B or they are real headlines. I will read the headline. You guys simply have to tell me whether you think it's the B or not the B. Here we go. Democrats uncover devious billionaire plot to spend billions buying social media company to get President Trump elected in order to access the Treasury's database and steal grandma's $695 Social Security check.
That's the beat.
That
you
is,
had me until grandma, though.
Yeah. Until the grandma's check, it could have actually been.
That is the B. This unelected threat to our democracy has been scheming to gain access to our grandmother's Social Security accounts to steal their only means of support, Chuck Schumer warned. He must be stopped at all costs. Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez pointed out that Musk's devilish plot was really dumb. Quote, I think he's not just the smartest knife in the shed, Ocasio-Cortez told reporters.
That could actually be a true quote.
Quote, I say quote like it's real. Quote, he spent all those billions on Twitter just to get a $700 check. Isn't that inflation or something? There are much easier ways to get money from grandmas, too. AOC then tripped over her shoelaces, which she had accidentally tied together while getting dressed this morning. So that one is not real.
Not real. But could very well be.
Stranger than fiction. Next one. The Democratic Party posts a list of things it got done today.
I'm going to say that's real.
I'm going to say it's real as well.
You guys are right. This is real. This is a real story. They posted this on Twitter. It's the Democratic Party posting every single thing it got done in one day. Before I read the list, I think they're under pressure from basically every side right now.
Well, can I just share? I have never seen a political party, any political party, be this much in the wind as what you're seeing the Democrats be since Trump came in. And Dana Perino, which, by the way, the interview that Annie had with her the other day, amazing. I love Dana Perino as well. I listened to her Perino on Politics podcast. It's really good.
Oh, you are a fan.
I am a fan. So just... her talking about the fact that Trump is coming out with so many things right now, and flood the zone seems to be the term they're using. Mm-hmm. But it's tough to keep up, man, and they are just flailing anywhere to try and get some foothold. So this list, I'm curious to see, what did they get done?
It's clear that the list is being put out because people keep going, oh my gosh, Trump is getting so much done, Republicans are getting so much done, that they're like, well, we are too.
Did something.
Look at this list, what Democrats
did
today.
Education.
This was from February 12th, so this was 2 days ago. Number one, every single Senate Democrat voted against Tulsi Gabbard. This is real. So this is what they're saying they got done. And it accomplished nothing. She got confirmed.
She got confirmed. Well, and this is how much they want to be like Mitch McConnell.
if your list of things you got done is our coalition voted for something unsuccessfully, God, that's the most pathetic thing you can kind of put on a list. Like passing a bill and saying we all voted for this one and got it done, that's a thing to put on a list.
We lost today.
Stopping a confirmation, arguably, I guess you could say, could have been put on the list.
Yeah, you're very right. And that's number one.
It's chronological,
we're
right?
We're leading with that.
It's chronological, right?
I don't know.
It just happened early in the day.
This was just one day. So the next one is Senator Raphael Warnock introduced a bill. Oh my God. Now they go into a little bit of what the bill is.
I was like, please tell me there's no more to that.
That's what he did. Does this bill stand a chance of passing? Probably not.
Probably not.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
I turned your mic on today.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, great job. Yeah.
Me and Warnock both doing the base levels of the job today.
Something
baby.
You got done today.
Yes, right.
There you go.
Number three, Arkansas Senate Democrats successfully voted down a bill to allow municipalities to remove fluoride from their water systems.
Voted down a bill.
This is in Arkansas.
Okay.
If I was them, I probably wouldn't have kept writing after a point. I probably would have stopped the sentence a little earlier. Just said we voted down a bill.
Done.
Period. That's pretty much what the rest of these are. Number four is a coalition of 191 House and Senate Democrats sent a letter demanding removal of Elon Musk.
They sent a letter.
I kid you not. That's what this is. The last one on this list is Democrat Ken Jennings won a special election for Westchester County Executive, soundly defeating his Trump-backed opponent. That was a very, very small special election that the Democrat won. I guess that would be the one real accomplishment.
That's at least a victory.
On the list. It's the only one that is.
Everything else is we lost or we did something that happens every day.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. You woke up.
Yes.
Okay. Good job.
The Warnock introduced a bill. Having that on there is hilarious.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. How many times does somebody introduce a bill? I mean, over and over and over. Okay. So that's real. How about this one? Congress announces new oversight committee to oversee government oversight committee.
I'm going to say that that's the B.
I'm going to say that's real.
It is the B. But it sounds real.
It does.
We've had government oversight committees for years, and they never reported the kind of waste and abuse Elon Musk is talking about, said Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's why I had this brilliant idea to establish a new government oversight committee to oversee the current government oversight committee. I'm really smart, she said. The committee, formally established as the Committee on Overseeing Government Subcommittees, COGS, will take on the watchdog role overseeing the various subcommittees under the Committee on Oversight and Accountability. It will then report to the original Government Oversight Committee, which will take its findings under advisement and launch its own investigation into verify said findings.
You know, just what you said right there is, in a nutshell, why we have DOGE today.
That's why I read that. Because that sounds real.
That does. It That's sounds kind of, like something that Elon is trying to get rid of right now.
The problem is there really are government oversight committees in these agencies
yes.
that have done jack squat.
Right.
And they don't even know why they're there. Because apparently they know they need to do something. And this is all just Elon, you know, tweets and people, you know, reading stuff that he keeps putting out. But apparently they would suggest things and then get them shot down. And then they would go, okay, well, we'll just try again next year. Like, that's it. That's what they were doing. That's it.
This is how we're spending our days.
Yes. And that was their job. And some of these agencies would have multiple people who that's their job and would do nothing. But they would come out with a report every year of suggestions that the leadership of their own agency would
turn down.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the suggestion. We'll be back with more next year.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Poll shows liberal women are sad and lonely.
Oh, I think that's true.
Yeah, I think I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah, this is breaking today. It is a real poll. And it says specifically, we found this American Family Survey says, we found that 37% of conservative women reported being completely satisfied with life, whereas only 12% of liberal women did. Young conservative women are three times as likely to report being very satisfied with life compared to young liberal women. Moreover, liberal women are two to three times more likely to report that they are not satisfied with their lives compared to conservative women.
Can I just say that both those numbers are depressing?
I know. I kind of thought that, too. I'm like, oh, you started with the high one being 37%?
Right.
I mean, I guess if the question is, are you completely satisfied with life?
Well.
You'd have to go, well, no.
No.
But.
Is anybody completely satisfied?
It's a lot of it has to do with the phrasing, right?
Yeah. How do you define completely?
My issue with these studies is like, if you're answering these surveys, how happy are you already?
You must be a little bored
like,
anyway.
Exactly. You're a little bored. Like, life's not exactly, like, filling out for you necessarily.
I had nothing to do, so I did this.
Let
survey.
Me take this call from a stranger. Maybe that'll brighten my day. All right.
I'm so depressed on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the week of Valentine's
exactly.
Day.
Exactly.
Take the poll. Next one. Soros-funded judge vows to keep billionaire influence out of politics.
Oh.
That's real.
I'm going to say that's a B.
Well, like most things, there's truth, but it is the B.
Ah!
Judge Dave Brown, who was funded and supported by billionaire George Soros, is being celebrated for taking a stand against billionaires influencing politics in the United States. Brown said, quote, the political arena is no place for wealthy power brokers to throw their weight around to shape things the way they want them.
What?
To keep that from happening, I'm going to use every resource given to me by a billionaire to influence political moves in the country to make sure billionaires don't influence political moves in this country.
It's okay if it's my billionaire, but if it's your billionaire, that's a problem.
Next one. Go ahead.
I just feel like you can't satirize such basic political hypocrisy.
It is tough,
like
isn't it?
Like, that sounds so real.
It really
That's
does.
Such basic political political hypocrisy nowadays. That just sounds so easy.
The part of that that's tough is that it is real.
Exactly.
Like that. Yes, that's a Babylon Bee
article.
There's
100% somebody out there who voted against Citizens United who is now taking gobs of money from Soros to then be his mouthpiece. Like, that is something that is out there in the world. And so that's the most believable thing I've ever seen.
And just extra point here, the amount of people coming out right now, I think we're in a very unique spot right now, just taking a step back from it, that in a few months or a year, I don't know exactly how long it'll be, we will look back at this period of time, which again, I don't know how long this period will last either, and say, who were the ones speaking the loudest against stopping waste?
I know.
And then let's look closer at what their bank accounts are like and why. You know, I'm not saying like just subpoena them because they were standing up against it.
Right.
But it does stand to take some more scrutiny that you were against scrutiny.
It makes you wonder, going back to your Democrat list of these are the things that we accomplished, right? I voted no. Well, good for you. Throw you a fish, as my old English teacher used to say, right? But it's one of those kind of things where, why are you upset that somebody is getting rid of waste? And all the different things that they list. And there's always somebody on the left who comes back and says, yes, but, and then they give something that they're probably going to leave. But they hit pause to get a chance to find it. And that's really all they were doing. That was the reason why they hit pause, was to look at the list, find out what's legit and they're going to leave, and what's not legit and they're going to cut. But when you're screaming about doing some diversity program in Ethiopia, it's like, why? Why are you screaming about that?
That subcommittee that they had this week on DOGE, where they had bipartisan, you know, is led by Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not sure why they chose that, but they did. And it had Republicans and Democrats in it giving testimony. I guess they weren't really giving testimony, but that's what they ended up doing.
Yeah.
They have a person there to ask questions, and they just grandstand for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And don't ask any questions. So they were talking about these things. And the argument against this DOGE thing is that, from the Democrats, we also want to get rid of waste. We just don't like the way you're doing it.
Right.
And it was like, well, then why didn't you do anything for the last 4 years where you could have done anything you wanted with the presidency, with the Senate? And before that, you had all of Congress. So it's amazing, because I think also this week we talked to Robert C. Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group, most accurate presidential polar last three cycles in a row. And he said that they're finding that there are actually more people who are approving of Donald Trump and of DOGE right now than voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So the amount of people, you know, is like 50-ish% or slightly under it now voted for Donald Trump, and a percentage point below voted for Kamala Harris, popular vote-wise. He's finding that it's actually significantly above 50%
that
are approving
60.
This. And so, again, back to what you were saying about Democrats really not knowing which way to go, what exactly are you protesting?
Yeah. Well, it's like the other day when they were all banging on the door and trying to get into the education department.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, doesn't have a head yet. So you have an interim person who is running the Department of Education. You haven't even had your person who's going to be the person go into hearings yet.
Yeah.
Linda McMahon hasn't even finished her hearings
yet. So they're protesting the agency that really was still kind of the Biden version of the agency.
It is. There's nothing new yet.
Yeah. We got, a minute left? I'm going to try to sneak one more in here, gentlemen.
Do it quickly.
All right. RFK Jr. sworn in on raw 32-ounce ribeye.
that's bad.
Oh, you think?
I think, yeah.
It's got to be close.
It is.
If it was a Big Mac, I'd say it was.
Historians say this is the first time a government official has been sworn in on a piece of meat since William H. Taft swore in his oath on a porterhouse steak slathered in gravy in 1909.
That's hilarious. Hey, coming up on the other side, we are going to talk with Congressman Bob Onder, who is becoming a regular on the Annie Fry Show, by the way, which is great. So we're getting a chance to check in with him. It's been about 6-7 weeks or so since Congressman Onder has been there. Curious to hear how he is liking Washington, because Bob Onder is definitely a disruptor. So he's going to fit in well with what the Trump administration is doing. It's a Manny Fry version of the Annie Fry Show. Mike Elam sitting in today on 97.1 FM Talk. Oh, bring it.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.